A year after Hurricane Sandy, homeowners in New York and New Jersey are still waiting for disaster assistance that has not come. For some programs, little to no aid has been distributed to people trying to rebuild while others are wrapping up. Coulter Jones of the WNYC Data News team is here to help us understand who is still waiting on assistance and what is causing the delays. Hi, Coulter.
Hi.
What have you found out about disaster aid that has not been distributed?
Well, a lot of people are still waiting. It really depends on which program you're talking about. Here in New York City, the big holdup for many people is the Build It Back program. About 23,500 people have applied for that. And as of last check, only one homeowner actually received any money. And that's pretty much the case for New York State as well. There, the program's called New York Rising Housing Recovery, and very little of that money has gone out to homeowners. About 4,000 people have received award letters that's letting them know that they qualify for a certain award amount, but they haven't actually received any of that money yet.
Is this the case in New Jersey as well?
Yeah, this is the case. Homeowners there can get up to $150,000 to rebuild. New Jersey's Department of Community Affairs is in charge of that program. About 15,000 people applied, but only 100 people have received money. And they say another 200 should be receiving grants by the end of the month. Still, that's just 300 people out of 15,000 who applied.
Wow. Have you been able to figure out what's causing the delays?
Well, there's a couple of reasons that we can point to. For starters, those aid programs for homeowners, Congress approved that money back in January, and then it took a couple of months for the state and the city to get their plans for dispersing the money approved by the federal government. And then both sides are kind of pointing fingers. The agency in New Jersey in charge of distributing the money blamed the federal government for making eligible homeowners, quote, jump through numerous federally mandated hoops. That's how they put it. In New York City and state, there's, you know, complaints about environmental reviews and other federal paperwork that's holding up some of the money.
We had a report today by Janet Babin that found homeowners in New Jersey who applied for Small Business Administration loans have had more success rebuilding. Are they getting approved much faster than some of these other Congress-financed programs?
Yes, they are. That has been a process except for about 100. The loans have fewer requirements. It's not exactly the same. For example, the SBA doesn't require that you have to necessarily raise your home in flood zone areas. Property owners do have to get insurance so that the loan can be paid back in case of a disaster again. Of course, if you talk to some property owners who applied for SBA money, they don't think it's necessarily an easy process. Keep in mind that anyone affected by the storm could apply for an SBA loan. It's not just businesses, it's homeowners. But if you are a business or if it is your rental home or a second home, this might be your only way to get money. So it's not exactly the same kind of people who are receiving the money. It is telling, though, that if you can afford to take out a disaster loan, you're better off in rebuilding so far, it looks like, than people waiting on money for assistance.
And I called the SBA, made this distinction about congressionally funded programs. Of course, the SBA also congressionally funded. What I meant was Sandy-specific programs versus the SBA. There are so many Sandy aid programs. Just in us talking, you mentioned several of them. Has it taken this long for all of them? Are any of them doing really well?
Well, right after the storm, that FEMA gave up to $30,000 to property owners. About 60,000 people in New Jersey were approved, about 120,000 in New York State. This is money for someone's primary residence after flood insurance and other things kicked in. So this was immediate aid to help out. You know, New York City's rapid repairs program cleaned up things like debris and did housing repairs. In New Jersey, about $145 million out of 180 in resettlement funding has been obligated. This is a flat $10,000 for anyone willing to stay in Sandy-impacted areas. But the advocacy group Fair Share Housing came out with a report yesterday that said a lot of that money that was promised to go to low-income people hasn't gone to low-income people. The governor, Christie, promised 60% of the money would go to low- and middle-income people affected, and only about 37% of the resettlement grants went to low- and middle-income people, according to Fair Share's analysis of the data.
So we're seeing a distinction between the programs that are serving more middle-class property owners versus low-income property owners or renters.
Yeah, certainly that seems to be the case. And again, you know, if you can afford to to take out a disaster loan, a lot of that process is done if you're able to, you know, float some of your own income. People who are sort of waiting and maybe the most vulnerable are stuck in red tape.
Thank you so much for this. It's all part of our ongoing look at Sandy recovery 1 year later. Coulter Jones of the WNYC Data News Team. Thanks again.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.